This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been 1 month since the British went to the polls and ultimately decided to leave the EU. In the last day, the British Central Bank said there is no clear evidence that the decision has hurt the UK economy yet. Those last three letters, yet, are important to that sentence. A year ago this week, Grexit had reached a fever pitch, a vote in the possibility that Greece would crash out of the eurozone. This week, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been reporting from Athens, revisiting some of his sources a year later. Yesterday, women on opposite sides of the vote last year. Today, the businessmen.
When I came here to the Dioptra publishing house in Athens a year ago, the country seemed on the brink of economic collapse. Businesses were grinding to a halt. A deathly hush had descended on this office.
A little bit noisier than last year, but still pretty quiet.
Well, last year was the morale was a bit low, but this year we're a bit better, yeah.
A bit better, but not much better, says Dioptra's boss, Kostas Papadopoulos.
We still don't know what we're doing or where we're going. What we're saying between us here in Greece is it's a crime to be a businessman.
Greece's left-wing government, he says, is making businesses bear the brunt of deficit reduction through higher taxes. He now pays 58% on his profits, and more tax hikes are coming down the pike.
The cash that you need to pay every year is amazing, and you cannot survive. Things are going to be extremely difficult in a year's time from now.
He says hundreds of Greek businesses have shifted their headquarters to Bulgaria or Romania to escape Greece's soaring taxes. This local company, an online travel firm called Tripster, already has an office in Bucharest, Romania. The owner, Philip Brinkman, says he has no plans to pull out of Athens, but he's wary about creating any more jobs here.
You ask yourself, okay, does it make sense to open this position, for example, in Athens, or is it better to open a new position in Bucharest, in our other office, where taxation is more beneficial, let's say, for companies?
It's much lower.
Yes, of course.
Very bad news in a country with an unemployment rate of 25%. Brinkman says the government should not be trying to cut its deficit mainly by pushing up taxes.
What should have been done is to reduce actually costs in the government, make the public sector more efficient, more productive, have less people there.
But the government has many supporters working in the public sector. Making business do the heavy lifting is politically an easier option. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.